The United States is the largest single funder of the World Health Organization, giving it $400 million in 2019. The president says payments will stop while there's a 60 to 90 day review of what he describes as the WHO's mismanagement and covering up of the spread of COVID-19. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says now is not the time to cut funds, while the foreign ministers of Germany and Ireland and the deputy foreign minister of Russia have also strongly criticized the decision. Microsoft founder and philanthropist Bill Gates tweeted that the halt to WHO funding is as dangerous as it sounds, saying the world needs the organization now more than ever. I'm Sarah Walton in New York.